You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighborhood Watch.
Hey, Sam. How you going?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Let's compare weather reports. How is it in Australia?
Well, it was supposed to be a very cold day today, but when I got to my office, it's actually kind of sunny, but the clouds are coming now, so I think it's going to be a rainy day.
I have no faith in a weather report anymore. It changes so quickly.
I know. What's it like over there?
It is cloudy with a bit of sun poking through. I think that's about it.
Like, nice.
I feel like it's every day this week, though. Nothing much changes in terms of our weather. All right, let's jump in. So, ABC Chairman Justin Milne, he stepped down following a leaked email. What was in the email?
So, in the email, I'll just do a quick background into this. So, Michelle Guthrie was fired, basically, as the managing director of the ABC, and ABC Chairman Justin Milne emailed her, and this, no one really knows who leaked it, but it was an email to her, and it came out shortly after she was fired, so that's what I'm going to say on that. But in the email, Milne told Guthrie that she needed to fire two senior journalists, Andrew Probyn and Emma Alberici, which was apparently ordered by then Prime Minister Turnbull. Now, it's unclear what issue the government had with Probyn, but in terms of Alberici, it was because she wrote an analysis piece criticising the government's big business tax. Well, that's kind of what's been alluded anyway.
Mm. That's an interesting thing for a government to do. I mean, journalists, in my opinion, they are meant to hold government to account. I even talked about this in an interview just earlier today. Why is government trying to interfere into that?
Well, yes, that's interesting. So Turnbull has denied this completely. And what I've learned is that Milne and Turnbull were business partners. So it isn't out of the realm of possibility that Turnbull would request something like firing ABC staff. And Milne has come out saying, you know, this needs to be taken into context, and that the whole email, which hasn't actually been fully released yet, but he said you can't run around irritating the people who give you funding. So he basically said, you know, while this needs to be taken into context, there is reasons why you should listen to the government. But I agree with you, because the ABC is supposed to be the watchdog of the government, not falling to pressures of who should be in the staff.
Mm. There was also some conversation around the kind of language in the report I was reading that Justin Milne had. What kind of things was he saying? Something along the lines of, like, calling women chicks and babes.
I'm not 100% sure on that, but it does seem that he, I won't go as far to say it's like sexist or anything like that, but he is more interested in how the ABC looks. So, for example, he said that we don't need to care about Emma, just get rid of her, basically saying that she is disposable, in other words.
Wow. So no replacement has been revealed yet, but is there any speculation?
Not just yet, but there are talks of people looking into a Senate inquiry, so maybe that'll come from there. So Shadow Communications Minister Michelle Rowland wants to look into the dismissal of Guthrie following this leaked email. And Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young is also calling for an investigation. So there's definitely more to this story, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Mm. And kind of in the age of fake news and public opinion and bias, public trust with journalism on a whole isn't exactly high right now. What has the public response been to this news?
Not good, because it really does not look good for the ABC. So lots of people are voicing their concerns that the government has so much sway over it. But it's a really kind of a confusing situation here, because the coalition government says that the ABC is biased against them. And lots of people, for example, when I've done Vox Pops, believe that the ABC is biased as well. But when you see that they have so much pressure over the ABC, it's a really confusing situation. So many people are just wanting for the ABC to just start fresh, to be more transparent in how they make their decisions as well. So it does turn out, though, that most people trust the ABC more than the government, according to recent statistics on the ABC's website. But yeah, that's, I guess we can't take everything with complete truth at the moment, though.
Mm. And then Scott Morrison, he's recently just suggested not changing Australia Day, but potentially implementing another day to acknowledge Indigenous culture. What is that about? Can you give me some detail?
Okay, so we'll start off with Australia Day. It's on January 26th, and it's marked as the day of celebrations of the arrival of the First Fleet at Sydney Cove. However, for Indigenous people and allies, it's known as Survivors Day as well as Invasion Day. Now, Morrison ruled out changing the day, and like you said, instead suggested it would be good to chat with Australian people about the concept of a new national day to recognise Australia's Indigenous history, because he doesn't believe we have to pull Australia Day down to recognise the achievements of Indigenous Australia, that the two can coexist. And I think he's missed the mark there a little bit, because it's not saying that, you know, we need to recognise Indigenous achievements. It's that we need to recognise basically the total destruction of the culture.
Mm. I mean, that's something we in New Zealand need to acknowledge in terms of New Zealand history, and these days, Australia Day being framed as a positive thing, whereas for other people in that culture, it being obviously negative connotations of Invasion Day. Is it more of a call for recognition of the effects that colonialism had on that culture?
Yes, I would definitely say so, because for many people, they've lost so much of their history, they've lost so many of their languages, and there is a huge divide here, and the government wants everyone to coexist, yet they completely ignore what Indigenous Australians want. So they want to change the date, they want a treaty, but the government keeps saying no, we'll give you what you need, instead of listening to the culture.
Mm. It's kind of a more personal thing than just a economic thing necessarily, would you say?
Mm. Mm. Yes.
And Byron Bay, they've changed the date. What day have they changed it to?
So the 25th, so they moved it forward a day, because now this is an interesting thing, because Morrison has been a bit contradictory in his own words, because he said it's up to states and territories to decide when public holidays are, yet he's criticised Byron Bay for moving their date. And Byron Bay moved it because they believe that you can't change the reality of Australia Day by changing the day of the event. And according to Mayor Simon Richardson, the 26th marks the day the cultural dissemination and the denigration of the first Australians.
Wow. Wow, that's a deep topic. That's a deep topic.
Yes, it yeah, really is.
Definitely something that I'll be interested to see how it unfolds.
Definitely.
That's all the time we've got, unfortunately. Okay. But thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you.
Talk with you next week.
Talk to you then.
That was Neighborhood Watch. Ripper.